Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you do today, if you do this week, you'll be able to get my article, my much sought after article about the Confessions of a Reluctant Scrooge. And it's one of those things that it's the thing that Beverly loves about me the most. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, me being a Scrooge. It's one of the things that endears me to her year after year after year. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding book for home-based businesses, The 30-Second Commute. She's our good friend, Beverly. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, and good morning.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
It's nearly upon
us.
It almost is. That's right. Yeah. And by the way, folks, Beverly is also the 2002 Home-Based Advocate of the Year. The SBA chose her for that very important and long overdue, much deserved award, 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate. And Beverly, congratulations on that again.
Okay.
And me being a Scrooge, that's what you love about me, isn't it, Bev?
Oh, it is definitely, yes. I think thou dost protest too much, but yes, you are the reluctant Scrooge. I think that's very, very appropriate for you.
Hey, Bev, what's going on out there in the world of home-based business?
Well, I just want to say, you know, for a reluctant Scrooge, you give a lot. You may not do it at Christmas time, but you give so much information and help to small businesses through your show that, you know, anybody who listens to you knows you're really not a Scrooge. Anyway.
Now, don't blow my cover,
Beth. It's Christmas every day for people who have small businesses and listen to your show.
Now, there you go. Now, I like that.
You like that?
Okay, yeah, I like that.
See? There you go. I get a lot of email from people who are looking for help on home-based businesses, and which is my area of specialty, and those are all small businesses. The difference is there's some peculiarities about being home-based that people who are commercially based don't have to deal with. I recently got an email from a lady she didn't say where she was located geographically, but she talked about having started a home bakery business about a year ago, and something in her email really struck me. At the time, I really love helping people, but people have to be willing to help themselves.
Yeah.
And one of the things that she said in her email was that she was not looking to become a licensed business at this point. However, she was looking for help in structuring and developing the business.
Huh.
And
how can you prepare food for somebody to sell and not be licensed?
Well, that's a very good question.
And it sounds like your dog may have something to say about that.
He does. He's saying you can't prepare food at home without that. Sorry about that. I gave him a bone. He didn't
do it. We call that ambiance around here, Beverly.
That's being home-based business, and yeah. You know, that happens sometimes.
It's all part of the ambiance that is you.
That's right. That's right. The point about having a home-based business that prepares food is that it's probably more important for that to be licensed than any other type of business being run from a home, because you are dealing with food that is going to be taken into a person's body, and if you are not following all the health rules of a commercial kitchen, you could be putting somebody's life in danger.
Well, now, assuming that you're even assuming though that everything you're doing is wholesome and clean, you could still be putting yourself into legal jeopardy.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Right, yes,
because those,
absolutely,
those guys in the health department, they'll find you.
Right. There is a major, major difference between a home kitchen that you use to prepare your family's food and a commercial kitchen that you use to prepare food for other people, particularly for sale. It's one thing if you're baking at home and taking it to your local church for a potluck dinner.
Yeah.
That's not regulated the same way.
Well, and sometimes I think people can get away with a little bit if you take it to like a farmer's market or something
right.
like that.
You can.
That's kind of a. I don't want to call it a black market because I go to the farmer's market all the time. But
right.
But I mean, I think you can. I don't think those people are as regulated. People who make jams and jellies and cakes and
right.
and pies and things like that. I mean, I buy those things all the time.
Sure.
But if you're going to be any kind of a commercial venture at all, you got to plug into the authorities and they got to check you out. And
mm-hmm.
it's for everyone's benefit.
That's right. Absolutely. So the most important thing is that if you're going to have a business, if you really and truly want this to be a successful, well-run business, then the first thing you have to do is change that attitude of, well, I'm not going to be a business quite yet, but I'm
right.
doing a business. That's what bothers me. I applaud the woman for looking for help, certainly for making the effort to become an entrepreneur, but you have to follow the rules. And the rules, particularly with food prep, say that you must be licensed.
Well, so, if she wants to be in the jewelry business, and even though I'd be disappointed if she said mm-hmm. she didn't quite want to be a full-blown business yet, then I would say, okay, fine, you have a hobby.
Right.
Good for
exactly.
you. A lot of people, hobbies are good for people.
Yep. Right.
But that's different from being in the food business.
Yes, and a lot of people do turn their hobbies into a business mm-hmm. and start out, like you said, simply as a hobby, and they sort of maybe sell something here or there, and you know, it's great for the ego to have somebody say, wow, this is really great, you ought to have a business. But when you're talking about preparing food, and here again, her email does not talk about what kind of food. Maybe she's making
yeah.
cookies, maybe she's doing wedding cakes,
right.
but maybe she's catering dinners.
Right.
Or, you know, there's a number of in-home chefs, people that will come to your house and prepare foods for you. Those kind of things are highly regulated for good reason.
Right.
So it is important, regardless of the kind of business, to be structured and to plan it well. But when you are talking about food, you really, really need to follow the rules.
You know, Beverly, the really sad situations are the people who want to be commercial. They think of themselves as commercial.
Right.
But the reality of the way they run their business is it's a hobby.
Yeah.
those are the sad ones. They have a hobby. They just don't know it.
That's true.
That's worse. That's actually worse than the people who have a business but want to have a hobby.
Right.
Stand by, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. Beverly Williams is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and her website is beverlywilliams.com. The book is The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you need this book. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Beverly Williams is our guest, and her book is called The 30-Second Commute, and I heartily encourage you to check this book out. It's very important. If you are a home-based business, or if you want to be a home-based business owner, this is like home-based business 101. And actually, there's some 201, 301, and 401 stuff in there, too. But basically, this will help you get started. And if you're already doing it, it'll help you keep going. And Beverly, again, congratulations on your book. I'm really proud of you guys for producing this.
Well, thank you. It was a labor of love for all the people who need this information. And it's down-to-earth, honest information about home-based businesses. So.
In plain English, too. That's what I like about
English.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, Bev, what else we got?
Well, I wanted to tell you, I was, during the break, remembering a trip I took out to Oklahoma about 10 years ago, actually. It was when the American Association of Home-Based Businesses was launched as a national organization
right.
at a conference out there. And one of the things they did at this conference was invited us to go on a tour of some home-based businesses in the Oklahoma area, Oklahoma City. And one of those was a home-based business catering company.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent quite a bit of time talking with this woman who turned her garage into a commercial kitchen. She had spent 5 years and a lot of money fighting with the city over being able to have a home-based catering business.
Right.
And the biggest issue was the fact that they would not let her prepare the food in her family's kitchen.
Right, in the kitchen, right.
Right, and so she did.
And that's pretty much consistent everywhere.
It is. And I thought, you know, this is the one thing that has not changed easily for home-based businesses, and for good reason. And that is the home in-home business of cooking or preparing any kind of food for consumption by other people.
Some things don't lend themselves to home-based businesses.
No, they really don't.
You're not going to be able to be a home-based business chicken farmer. You're not going to be able to be a home-based business operator of a nuclear plant. That's not going to work. You're not going to be able to build intercontinental ballistic missiles in your home. I'm sorry, folks. You just can't do those things. Pick something else.
But you can be a chicken farmer. Unfortunately, or fortunately for the chicken farmers, there are different rules for that than there are for cooking that chicken.
But they're called farmers. They're not called home-based business owners.
Well, you know, that's sort of splitting hairs, isn't it?
No.
Well, I think. One of the things that the lady asked, and I don't know whether she's listening to the show. I hope she is. If she is, please know that I will do whatever I can to help you with this. But the first thing you have to do is decide whether or not you really and truly want to be a serious business. And if the answer to that question is yes, then what you need to do is make sure that you're looking at what the rules and regulations are for the type of business that you want. And are you going to be able to meet those rules and regulations in the area that you live?
But you didn't you get the idea? And folks, this is the lady who wrote Beverly and told her she wanted to do a home-based business catering company, I guess it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Baking
company, I guess. Anyway, didn't you get the idea that she was thinking that she would do this in her own kitchen?
Yes. Very definitely.
I mean, you get the idea that this lady doesn't understand that she has to have a separate facility.
Right.
And
right.
There are people who do that. And you just mentioned somebody that you heard of that did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be done.
Yes.
But you got to have commercial vents.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have special plumbing. Believe folks, mm-hmm. I've been through this before.
Mm-hmm.
The drain has to be separate so that there's a bypass between it and the sewer.
Mhm.
You have to spend some money.
Right.
And be prepared for regular visits from our good friends at the health department.
Right. And here again, I do not...
And they come in with white gloves, Beverly.
These are some of the rules and regulations that I heartily agree with and believe that you need to follow. This is not a bandwagon that I would get on to try and change.
Well, see, this is one of those things, Beverly. If you decide you want to be in the jewelry business... And you don't understand how the jewelry business works,
right?
Then all you're going to do is cost yourself some money.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the business, but this food thing, anything that has to do with public safety, that's a whole other ballgame.
Right, exactly. And when you're talking about food consumption, there are some very, very, very strict rules. Now, I don't want her or anyone else to get the impression that it has to be a separate kitchen. You can prepare your own family's food in this same kitchen that you use for your business. However,
right.
It must be commercial grade.
But so, you know, Bev, I also know, and I want to cover this before we go, and I got about a minute.
Okay.
You and I both know people who make wedding cakes.
Right.
In their home.
Right.
But these are people who kind of get word of, they go by word of mouth, they don't mm-hmm. advertise, they don't put up a sign.
Right.
Probably. But they got all the business they can do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically a word of mouth, and it's Aunt Minnie making wedding cakes.
Right.
People do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The government's not going to stop people from doing that. But it's when you hold yourself out as a business for anybody to walk in, and that's where you're going to run into problems.
That's correct. Now, you know, for those people who bake wedding cakes and things at home by word of mouth, if somebody complains or if somebody gets
yep.
sick, you're in trouble.
Be prepared.
You're in trouble. Right.
Yep. And I'm not saying that you couldn't have some exposure, because you still could have some. It's just that's the kind of you know, I don't want to call it black market, but it's just under the radar, so to speak. Yeah.
Right.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Beverly, I hope you have a wonderful and a very safe Christmas and New Year.
Thank you, and a happy New Year as well.
We'll see you very soon. Say hi to John. Give him a hug for me.
I will do that.
Gotta go for this just a few minutes. I'll be right back with Alan Friedman. Whatever you do, don't go away. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.